Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And the punt is Dixon. And the return, Johan Dotson. It's blocked, and it's picked up, and running with the football, and scoring, it is Sidney Brown on the blocked punt.
Special teams did it last week. Special teams doing it once again.
Ready to win.
How about those special teams?
Yeah, they're doing their thing, man.
I mean, it's enormous to have a special teams that can create like that. The Eagles have done it 2 weeks in a row. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get right back to everyone's phone calls. And really, what stood out to you the most yesterday? Was it that first half? Boy, they were excellent, on point. Or that second half where it was difficult to close that game out. Clutch plays late, including Jihad Campbell. Let's talk to the guy that was on the call yesterday down in steamy South Florida, Merrill Reese, with us. Merrill, how are you?
I am fine. 4-0 feels good.
It does. Merrill, it does feel good. And they went to Tampa, a place that they've had so much trouble over the years, Merrill, and they walked out of there with a victory. Merrill, let's start with the call we just played in there. Merrill, I heard you say it as I was driving home from the pregame show yesterday. I think it was Bill Werndella said it to you. I don't know the answer, but I just know this. Having back-to-back scores on special teams to end last week and start this one, it is rare, and it is awesome to watch that.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. But the special teams are good. Then they've got a great coach in Michael Clay, and he works with them, and they find tendencies, and they take advantage.
They do, and it was a difference-making play last week and this week. Merrill, let's start with the first half of the game and the offense. Boy, they were on point. Jalen Hurts, 15 of 16 in the first half of the game. It felt like at times they just did whatever they wanted offensively, including some creativity down by the goal line with some shovel passes to Dallas Goedert. What did you notice?
Exactly that. There was a lot of creativity in the offense, and Jalen Hurts was just amazing, putting the ball wherever he wanted and doing whatever they had to do. The running game still, even in the first half, as well as they played, is still not operating the way it should be, the way that we are used to seeing it over the last year with Saquon. Each week, it would seem, he'd score a couple of long touchdowns, and I think now about his longest run is 10 yards. And I'm not pointing a finger at him. It's a coordinated type of thing where maybe it has to do with injuries along the offensive line, but I don't see gaping holes. I don't see daylight through which he can run.
So, Merrill, I'm kind of curious. What do you think was the reason the offense got bogged down a little bit in the second half?
I think it's a combination of things. You know, Hugh, I got the feeling that what Tampa Bay needed was a lift. Mm-hmm. And even though it was only a 3-point lift, getting that 65-yard field goal right before halftime as they were set to leave the field, that was a big lift for this team because they came out and they were a different team in the second half. I mean, Baker Mayfield was great. Mm-hmm. He found his targets. He had two X plays. I mean, when you have touchdowns, two long passes in the 70-yard range, that's going to hurt another team. But fortunately, the Eagles picked up a touchdown in between. One time they were up 24-3. And then later they were up 31-13. And at that time it felt good, but then you couldn't stop Tampa Bay. They just kept coming back. Bucky Irving was running well. Rashad White was running well. And Mayfield is a heck of a quarterback.
He is. He's tough. He brings an energy to the game, and he almost brought them back. Merrill, that running game that really hasn't got going so far this season, when you watch it from your vantage point, do you feel that it is some on Saquon? Is he not the same, or is it more the offensive line just hasn't been as strong opening those holes as we're used to with the Eagles?
I would go to choice B. That's what it looks like to me. That I'm not seeing holes. I'm not seeing opportunities. He's running into walls, and people are gang tackling him as soon as he gets to the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's the big difference to me. I think Saquon, once he gets into the clear, once he sees a little bit of daylight, he's going to go because he hasn't lost speed, agility, or power. He's still the same Saquon Barkley. But I think right now it's a combination of injuries on that offensive line. And the other thing yesterday, I know that the same happens for both teams, but that was about 105 degrees on the field. And they say, Vic Fangio said last week, it's a mindset you have to have to go and play. But I still see Tampa Bay is more used to that stuff. And the Eagles did seem to wilt in that second half.
They did. Luckily, they had Jahad Campbell, though. And I know he got beat on that wheel route by Bucky Irving, but that's going to happen. He's a big time. Yeah, he's a good running back, and he's speed out of the back. So that what stood out to me more, Merrill, was the two plays Jahad Campbell did make, forcing the fumble on Bucky Irving, which set the Eagles up for their only score of the second half. And then that interception. I think he had a little assist there from Reed Blankenship tipping that pass on Baker, but Merrill, four games in, I'm very impressed with Jahad Campbell. He looks like a star in the making here.
Well, he is. He is. But other guys are stepping up, too. I think yesterday you saw it with the kind of game that we saw. Both of your corners. I mean, both of your corners played well. Quinyon Mitchell was all over the field chasing their fastest receiver. And also Cooper DeJean was just outstanding. Just absolutely tremendous.
He really was. Merrill, the team is 4-0.
And one other guy, I have to point out, because it seems like every game he's the best defensive player on the field. That is Zach Bond. What a great player he has turned out to be. I watched Dallas and Green Bay when I got home last night, and I said, man, what has happened to Micah Parsons? Until he made a tackle late in the game, he did nothing. And here Zach Bond is involved in everything.
Well, he is. And Merrill, I never thought I'd see the day after all the years of the Eagles not really prioritizing, you know, linebackers. I think they have the best linebacker duo in the NFL now. I would say Bond and Jahad Campbell is the best inside linebacker duo in the NFL. Merrill, I never thought I'd see the day that we had that here.
Yeah. And listen, N'Kobe Dean's not even back yet. And when Trotter goes in, he's good. They're deep. They're not only good, but they're very, very deep.
They are. They made big plays to win that football game yesterday. Merrill, we appreciate it. As always, enjoy the week. The Eagles are undefeated. We'll talk to you on Sunday as the Eagles try to go to 5-0 against the Denver Broncos back at home. Thank you, Merrill.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
There he goes. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles there. He is right about Zach Bond. Hugh, right now, I think Zach Bond is the best pass rusher we have.
He gets after it. He gets after it. I mean, you're talking about the versatility that he's bringing to the table.
Yep.
I give you that. Yeah.
And it feels like because they're not getting as much pressure from their edges as we're used to.
Putting a lot more pressure on him to get to the quarterback.
Fangio's calling those blitzes, and he gets there. Also, I think it's fair to say we have not had the Jalen Carter so far this season we're expecting.
He's not lived up to the expectations.
He hasn't. So I just feel like they're struggling to get a pass rush unless they're blitzing. And right now, Zach Bond has been their best guy going after the quarterback. He was yesterday. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines. Reaction to the win. The Eagles are 4-0. What stood out the most to yesterday? Is the first half where it was like perfection on offense, or that second half where, for those of us that remember the second half?
I remember the second half. I just don't remember what y'all talking about. I remember them winning.
Yeah, but do you remember what happened in the second? Like the details of the offense?
I thought the defense played well.
Hmm.
I thought they
including,
stepped up.
You know what? Wait, the bombs they gave up?
Maybe you should take a segment off, go rewatch the second half.
And then give us your thought.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The defense played well. They stepped up and had some good play.
They did have to give up two, like, 60-yard bombs.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of happens. Yeah. It was kind of hot yesterday.
Oh,
I mean.
So they 11-08 on the heat.
But no, I'm saying they have lulls, but then they come back and they've been pretty resilient.
And what happened with the passing game in the second half?
It was, you know, they got bogged down a little bit. Merrill said they got bogged down.
There it is. Damond in Delco is up. What's up, Damond?
Hey,
what's going on, man?
Come on, what's up?
I'm just telling my earpiece and put my memory back. Okay, man.
All right, we'll fellas, DeMont, what's up?
Hey, man, so listen, my man Jalen Hurts, man, he did good, right? The first half. But here's what I see, fellas. Q, I told you this last week. I'm going to tell you again. I told Kyle I was on hold. It's the dude, Kevin Petrilla. When we getting rid of him?
Petrilla.
He is the problem. Whatever his name is, yeah, it don't matter.
I just like the way you said it.
yeah, he's the issue, Hugh. He's the issue, man. That guy right there, since day one he came, I understand he was there last year, but it's showing, clearly it's showing the players, and AJ, understand what he's saying. He's not meaning to Jalen Hurts. He's not meaning to Sirianni. He's meaning to the dude that's calling the plays. All them dudes know what's going on, but they just can't say nothing. That's all it is, man. It's Petrilla, man.
Hugh, I mean, you're the one last week that told us about the slap heard around the world with Petrilla.
Are you doing this, Joe?
I'm just reminding the audience of a big story on our show last week.
I don't think we need to call for his job. I think this is a learning experience. Now, we are 4-0.
Here we go.
I mean, we are 4-0. This is a learning process. This is definitely a learning process.
I might ban we are 4-0 this week.
What do you mean?
Petrilla's 4-0.
That's
all
right.
He does is win.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he has to learn how to call better plays. He needs to string together in concert some better plays. He needs to get in lockstep.
But were the plays good in the first half?
Something happened in the second half. I don't know. That's why I asked Merle, because I can't explain. I don't know what happened in the second half.
Joe, listen, the plays in the first half was good. We was moving. But if you see, he got conservative, and then it was like, I don't know, like the players got out of groove. They wasn't in groove.
He got a little scary, like, Larry. He was a little scary, Larry.
And the plays he called didn't have the players in groove, man. So I know 100%. And the Saquon issue, again, I believe Saquon is fresh. And I think, like Merrill said, we got to start throwing to open up the run. And then these guys on the front line, Hugh, I heard you mention it earlier, you're absolutely right. Not one game so far we had our front line intact the whole complete game. Look at what's going on from this year to last year. Not one game so far this year, our offensive line completely intact. We've had them. The only major difference we had is Tyler Steen and my other boy, Becton. And we can see now that we miss Becton because he was opening up some holes. I'll let y'all go. Have a good day.
You got it, DeMond. We appreciate it. All right, let's ask the question because it feels like an elephant in the room. And we address elephants in the room on the midday show.
Okay.
Are we concerned about Lane Johnson's health? This is there it is. Two games in a row. Hugh, you laugh, but like Odyssey spent a lot of money to bring that elephant in. I mean, that we didn't just spend the money on the elephant for no reason. We're going to use the elephant because he's here. What is so funny?
You guys are ridiculous.
We spent a lot of money on the elephant, Hugh. Can you stop laughing and get serious here? We didn't fly an elephant in to not use the guy.
It is somewhat concerning, especially when you talk about someone as durable as Lane. I don't want to say once was because it's still, you know, this is something new for us.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be recklessly speculating about the man's health. But, I mean, when you talk about the fact that he's had a couple times where he's been banged up, where he has to come out the game. And before the season started, he was recklessly speculating about how much time he had left. I mean, it does kind of make you wonder a little bit. And this offensive line isn't what it was last year.
I am concerned with Lane. And not because there's any slip in his play when he's been on the field, but it's two straight games he's come out. And it wasn't clear to me yesterday if it was the exact same thing that knocked him out of last week's game that he re-aggravated. I don't know, but you saw him on the bench kind of sitting there kind of stretching his neck and shoulder out.
There's a stinger. Yes. Like it might have been recklessly speculating. It might have been.
Talking about Lane Peters?
Well, he did learn from Jason, who famously the second half of his career did that a lot and just exited a game. They need him. I mean, there's a pretty clear line of the offense when he's in and when it's not. I mean, he's the best guy we have up front. We need him in there. I hope he's going to be okay. But I do have some concern because last week he went out, didn't come back. And this week he's in there, and he comes out, and he doesn't come back. So we shall see what's going on with him. But I really hope he's okay here. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing?
Good morning, Bruce. Well, we're good. We won the football game. I watched the whole game. Hugh, the second half, he can't remember, so we're trying to help him out here.
Yeah, I know. You know, look, I was on the road. I got up like at 6 in the morning, left Atlanta, and found a Buffalo Wild Wings right outside of Richmond and partake. They have a drink called the Eagle Bomb. And had some Philly fans there. It was fun to watch the game for sure.
Was the drink good? What he got? What's in the drink?
Yeah, it's a vodka and I don't know what the, I don't know. They had other ingredients in it. I don't know. I bothered not to ask. I just know that
as long as you have the vodka, you're good to go. Yeah, that's all you need. No worries.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
So what'd you think of the game, Bruce?
Oh man. I mean, same thing. Tale of two halves. You know, I'm glad that they won. I actually predicted that they were going to win by 10-plus points, and they would have if they had been efficient in the second half. They would have mollywopped them. They really would have because the Eagles had an axe to grind, and I knew, I was like I said, I was fully confident without a doubt that they would win that game. But, you know, here's the problem. I mean, we're kind of – I'm trying to convince myself as to why – we're having these inconsistencies. And it's like I argue with other people. Some people are super hyper about this thing. But, you know, when you look at the bigger picture, we played three of the most aggressive defenses in the NFL. And so that's part of it. We still have problems. We have injury problems with the O-line being nicked up. But then you have the third factor. It is the play calling. The defense and the special teams have basically won these games for us, and it's not sustainable. Again, it comes back to Petullo. I'm sorry. I cannot think of it any other way. I mean, when you're calling these plays to AJ, you throw three straight passes to him, and it's not working. It's like you should have been working AJ into the great game in the first half. I mean, Mechie is getting passes, But AJ isn't getting anything in the first half. So you have to sprinkle it throughout the game and let at least chuck the ball in his direction. But they didn't even do that the whole first half. But I don't know. And you know, this whole thing about there's a leadership issue going on as far as it's concerned. And it's really concerning to me. We're going to see what's going to happen on Sunday against the Broncos. They do have a good defense. But they need to get it. They need to get this thing together. And for the record, I've been a big AJ backer. Mm-hmm. I could not stand the fact that he did that tweet. It really pissed me off. And I'm gonna tell you, if this keeps going on, I may have to start thinking about maybe the Eagles probably need to trade him next year if it keeps happening. I don't know. I'm not too hot on AJ right now, you know, with them trying to, you know, fix these problems.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one, Bruce, that has that kind of feeling deep down. Like, at some point, and we appreciate the phone call, Bruce, you're either happy you're here and you're happy you're on the team or you're not. I mean, at some point, we got to stop with the passive-aggressive stuff, and I know AJ has tried to be more of a grown-up, but at some point, you're either happy to be on a team that is winning at a rate that is very rarely seen in the history of the NFL. The last team to win 20 of 21 games was the Patriots in 2003-04. I mean, this is historic stuff. We're watching the best team in pro football in the best era the franchise has ever had, and we're talking every week about the receiver that may or may not be upset. As far as what Bruce was talking about there, his first catch of the day came with 1:50 left in the first half.
Yeah.
Now, but here's my thing, and we're going to get to Big Hugh breakdown in a few minutes on what AJ tweeted out and the whole situation. I thought the offense looked worse when they tried to force him the football. They didn't try to force him the ball the whole first half, and the thing was flowing. There was continuity. Jalen looked in rhythm. As soon as we tried to get him the ball, it almost was like, we're winning. It's going great. We haven't got AJ the ball. Uh-oh, we got to get him the ball. And then it wasn't any good anymore. I mean, at some point, what are we doing here? Are we trying to win the game? Are we trying to get the ball to the open guy? Are we trying to throw the ball to him so he doesn't get upset? What's the objective here? Because everyone tells me a win is a win, right?
Yeah,
that's the goal.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
Then we shouldn't
Can't
be
argue that.
We shouldn't be forcing the ball to AJ if that's the goal. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going
Terrence,
on, man?
What's up, pal?
Yeah, we didn't have no completions in the second half. Nobody was open, guys. I feel like the play calling was garbage. They had AJ covered, and these receivers covered like blankets, especially Mr. Always Open, AJ Brown. But AJ, you weren't open, so shut up, bro. Like, we're the best team in football. We got a lot to clean up, yes? So, to me, this is like week four of our preseason. So, week five, we got to come in with a more complete offense for the whole four quarters. We cannot continue to win with this choppy offense, this yin-yang offense, first half, second half, yin-yang. I told Kyle, we should have blew them out yesterday when it was 31-13. Even scoring another touchdown, we should have blew these guys out.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Petullo and A.J. Brown, these are the two culprits of the day. A.J. Brown, Mr. Never Open. A.J., eventually, you're going to cry your ass out of Philly, just like C.J. Gardner-Johnson did. You're messing up the culture in the locker room. You're giving the selfish, me guy vibes. And how about you run better routes? How about you get open? Like the last couple of games, you were blanketed. That's not all. Yeah, it's a whole. Everybody got to be in unison on the offense, but Hurts got to do his part. But AJ, you got to do your part too, bro. You can't expect Hurts to try to force you the ball. You had 9 targets, and the guy's all over your back. If you're watching the game, this guy's all over AJ's back. AJ, he seems like he's slow to me. He seems like he's running lazy routes. We're 4-0. Stop crying, bro. You're gonna get yours eventually. Like, you're not going to continue to win games like this. The yin-yang offense and Petullo. I felt like he was very conservative in the second half. Like, I don't know if he's used to calling games yet. I don't know if he's trying to, you know, if these coordinators are getting in his head. But stop playing with your food, bro. You're playing with your food. You got to have more creativity in the second half. You got to have better route combinations in the second half. You can't continue this game after game, this yin-yang, because better teams are going to expose that. We got to have a complete game on offense. And we have a team, we have their foot on their neck. You have to make them tap out. You have to get them out of there.
Yeah, you do. Especially because in the NFL, Terrence, and pre-preach to Funko, when you go up against a good quarterback, and Baker's a good quarterback,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't just sit on the ball for two quarters. It's one thing if you're up two or three scores in the fourth quarter, right? Then you're just trying to bleed the clock and get the hell out of there. You can't not move the ball for an entire half and not expect a good quarterback's going to make it interesting at the end. And that's, you know, that yesterday they basically won the game in the first half, but the Bucs were able to get right there. I mean, they were on the doorstep of basically what happened last week to the Rams, that we did to the Rams. The Bucs nearly did that to us because we didn't move the ball at all in the second half.
Yeah, you don't
want
to take penitentiary chances like that. And that's what it feels like we did. But at the end of the day, you take from a game like that, you won, there's a lot to clean up. And you don't have to be on point right now, but you have to get better. And I think that's what they're thriving for. Every week that you hear them talk, nobody's complacent. Nobody's happy where they are right now.
Well, because they know.
Yeah, yeah. Because this effort that you're giving right now, probably not going to be enough to win it all. And that's what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, earlier it was Kyle brought up, like, we saw what they can be. And I think that makes it frustrating when they're not that.
Definitely.
It's one thing if they didn't have the horses, if they didn't have the players. We know they have the horses. We know they have the players. And it's very hard to kind of figure how an offense moves the ball that well. I mean, Jalen Hurts in the first half, I thought he was awesome.
Clutch. Super clutch.
He was reading the blitz. He was seeing, getting the ball out quickly when he decided to run, like the one up the right sideline when he almost scored the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, kind of in charge of everything. And then the second half, he looked confused again by Todd Bowles. I don't know if Todd Bowles changed it up and he was seeing things differently in the second half, but Jalen looked unsure of himself in the second half after looking so sure of himself in the first half of the football game. 215-592-9494. All right. We will have our resident Twitter crash site expert, Hugh Douglas, break this down, this AJ stuff down next. I mean, We need you. We need you in this next segment.
I ain't crashed out on Twitter in a long time.
No, but you know what
the
it's
people
like.
Of Philadelphia turned to you, Douglas.
I ain't crashed out in a while, though.
Yeah, but you know the mentality right. of what that's like. All right, more of your reaction on the game yesterday. Plus, something very interesting Jason Avant said about what he notices from A.J. Brown out there on the field. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll have that for you. Hugh's breakdown of the A.J. Brown tweet. What is going on here? This team never loses. A.J. seems to never be happy about it. We'll discuss it all. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us, 215-592.
It took me a minute. I caught it.
You got it now?
Yeah, I caught it.
All right, we're good to go.
Kyle's right. So messy.
We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. Kyle's the messy one. The messy one wears number 11 in Midnight Creed. All right, let's get to this, Hugh. We need to.
Where's number 11?
Well, am I wrong?
So reckless.
Oh, no, am I wrong? All right, can we do a little Big Hugh breakdown here? We need a Big Hugh breakdown of whatever the heck was going on yesterday. All right, so A.J. Brown yesterday, 2 catches for 7 yards. They did try to get him the ball 9 times. That didn't work out. Then, of course, Hugh, we get this tweet after the game. I'll read the quote, and then I need your analysis of this. Quote, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw, don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders, and be on your way. Hugh Douglas, I didn't play the game. You did. I'm gonna opposite Ryan Clark you. What do you got?
We knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. We knew that if we didn't get A.J. Brown involved in this offense, that this would somewhat be a problem. It's unfortunate that it's going the route that it's gone. I kind of feel his pain a little bit because we know who we're dealing with, you know, as far as the athlete, the man, and where he sees himself. He's a dominant player. Now, I think throughout all this, there's a lot going on with this, and there's a lot that we don't know. Because I look back at last week against the Rams, he looked the same to me. He looked the same to me. But I will say that listening to pundits, especially pundits that have played the game, I don't know what to think when it comes to A.J. Brown. I was listening to Jason Avant the other day. Well, yesterday, I should say. And some of the things that he said that, if I'm being honest, jaws didn't come out and say it directly, but he kind of echoed his sentiment that teams are kind of playing AJ like he's not that dude anymore. And to be fair to AJ, I don't watch the game that way. I don't watch it and look at the perimeter players and the fringe players that, you know, catch the ball in the corners and everything like that. But I thought that when a guy that played that position says that, now you got to go back to the lab and you got to look at that a little bit. So I will definitely be watching the game differently this weekend.
All right. So what do you make of what AJ is saying here? The body of what he's saying, the spirit.
He's frustrated.
Of okay.
He's frustrated, Joe. He's frustrated because here. This is why I'm kind of torn with what I've heard, because I saw AJ last week look like the AJ Brown of old. Mm. And then you get certain things that are being said like, okay, he's not running hard. He's not getting open. And things of that nature. Which is it? Like, is his skills starting to diminish? Or are they just not seeing him in offense? Yeah. I don't know. It's really, really hard to say. I think that moving forward, we have to figure out a way to appease him and get him back on the same page, because we're going to need him. Going to need him, man.
Well, of course they're going to need him. He's an excellent player. But that word appease, I'm done with. They gave him 9 targets yesterday. Now, Jalen Hurts didn't connect on some of them. And Elliott's been posting this morning some of the cut-ups of the passes.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen missed him a couple times. I mean, he threw it to him, and they were bad throws. I thought Jalen's accuracy in the first half was outstanding. His accuracy in the second half was not. I mean, he had a couple throws. He threw the ball out of bounds. AJ's got a step on the corner. The safety's not there. That ball's floated in bounds. AJ probably comes down with it for a 30 or 40 yard gain. He threw the ball 5 yards out of bounds. I mean, Jalen had some tough throws there. He didn't make them. But that happens. That's part of football. Jalen's not going to hit 90% of his passes. He's going to sail some. You know, he can't hit every deep ball. So I'm not annoyed at Jalen. It's just a fact. He missed him.
Mm-hmm.
But do we have to do this every time? They have won 20 out of 21 football games. I'm at the point where I'm starting to roll my eyes at A.J. Brown.
And that's fair.
Enough.
And that's fair, Joe.
We all get it. And all of this would hit a little different if they're not scoring points. It would hit a little different if they're not winning football games. Yesterday, they won the game and they scored a good amount of points. And I know he wants the ball and he thinks they're better when he gets the ball. Am I the only one that saw that they were worse when they were getting the ball yesterday? When they weren't forcing it to him? They were better in the first half. When the targets started going in the second half to him, They didn't move the ball. It felt like in the second half, Jalen almost threw two picks trying to force the ball to AJ. So when you say the word appease, that's appeasing.
I know that rubs you the wrong way.
Because they're appeasing him. I'm going to get you the ball. Well, it was almost an interception. I just like, I want them to score points. I don't care if it's Dallas Goedert or Devontae Smith or Saquon or Jalen.
Totally understand.
John Metchie. I don't care who
but
scores.
But there are going to be games. And I think that there has to be a happy medium. I mean, we know the history of most receivers, most good receivers that play that position. You very rarely do you have a receiver that is that caliber that doesn't have a lot to say. I mean, that's just kind of par for the course. So when I say appease, that's exactly what I mean. I know it might not sound like what everybody wants to do, but we're going to need AJ. AJ is a big part of what we do. I know it doesn't feel like that right now, but we need to figure out a way to get him more involved in offense. I don't think it's that hard, Joe. I really, really don't. When you look at the player of his caliber and the things that he's able to do, it doesn't feel like it should be that hard to get him involved.
It doesn't feel like it should, but it's become that. I mean, it really has. I mean, you go back to the end of last season, he's had two big games out of the last, like, nine. It's become hard for them. It just, that's the fact.
And that's the thing. I think that's the biggest thing you got to try to figure out. Why is it so hard when you get a – because, like, when you look at just the physical aspect, the physical specimen that he is, going up against the guys that he's going up against. He outweighs most of the corners that he's going against, and he out-physicals most of the corners that he's played. So I don't understand how hard is it to get him the football.
That's what I feel like I tell myself once a week. It's like, why can't we just throw a freaking slant to A.J. Brown? Like, you said it. He's like double the size of some of these corners he's going up against.
He is a size advantage.
Right.
Every Sunday.
Well, then just put him out in the sling. Give him the freaking football.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. Like, I didn't play quarterback. And I know there's a lot more to it than, hey, throw him the ball.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like it should be. To me, it doesn't feel like it should be that hard.
And the gap between AJ and the receivers in the NFL that are getting a lot of catches now is starting to, as the season continues, right, we're month in, it's starting to become extreme. Are you ready for some of these numbers?
Mm-hmm.
AJ Brown. You're not ready, or you are?
No, I'm ready, but I know you're about to hit me with some reality.
This blew me away when I looked at it this morning. A.J. Brown, through four games, has 14 receptions. You want to know who he's in the same area with 14? Zach Ertz. Troy Franklin, who plays for the Broncos. They haven't even played their fourth game yet. He has the same amount of receptions as Saquon Barkley, who's our dump-off guy, right? He's our running back.
Mm-hmm.
He has the same amount of receptions as David Njoku, of Jonnu Smith as Juju Smith-Schuster. Okay, right. So he has 14 catches. I don't know if everyone's noticed because, you know, this, again, it's all happening fast. The league just went through 4 weeks here. Here are the top. Puka Nacua. You know how many catches he has, Hugh, in 4 weeks?
30.
42.
Mm.
14 versus 42.
I mean, but they're more of a their primary pass.
Okay.
Well, that's no excuse, right, but I hear you.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, who plays for a running team, right?
Yeah,
the Lions are balanced.
He's about 25.
27. He has double. Something's going on.
It's like what I brought up a few weeks ago. Like, why does AJ and Jalen not have that same rapport that Stafford had with Kupp, that he has with Puka right now, that Aaron Rodgers had with Devontae Adams? Like, this
same
should
be, Brown and Goff, yeah.
Yeah, like, they should be doing this stuff in their sleep by now.
I agree. And for some reason, they can't. I want him to get I want him to make splash plays, too. We all do. He's a great receiver and has had an incredible run as an Eagle. I don't need the complaining or the cryptic stuff every single time. They just won their 20 out of 21 games. Enough. All right, Jason Avant, Hugh referenced it. Jason Avant, NBC Sports Philadelphia, pretty critical of A.J. Brown and his route running after the game yesterday.
I have to say this about A.J. Brown. Is that A.J. Brown is being played like a receiver that can't run anymore. The secondary is looking at A.J. Brown like a guy that is reluctant to go by them, and that's what's happening. They're sitting on routes.
Yeah.
So that's something that A.J. Brown has to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing in order to get this type of coverage? But they're playing him like his name is Jason Avant out there running go routes. You can't do that, right? So I think A.J. Brown has to do a little bit better when it comes to coming off the ball every single time. That third down late in the game, the last time they had the ball, or, you know, significant had the ball, it was an out route. First of all, he oversplit, meaning he split too wide, and it was an out route against zero coverage, and then he quit on a route. So you can't do those things, and that's something that if A.J. Brown wants the ball, you have to run the routes the right way and also come off the ball so guys don't sit
up. But he still has it in him to do it the way he's always done.
I don't know that. I think that's what Jason's saying. Maybe he does that because the go routes, you got to go to get the box for the quarterback. In other words, when you get it out of your stance, you don't get to that sideline. You got to take it upfield so the quarterback can take you away from where that defender is. The balls he was throwing deep, he was right in the sideline. There was no window for Jalen Hurts to stick that ball into, no box to throw into, and the balls are out of bounds. There wasn't an area, some air under where he could throw the football.
Well, see, listen, I'm just saying how the defense is playing him.
Right.
Right? Whether A.J. Brown can do it or not, the defense is saying that you can't run by me, and that's the way they're playing. Well, they're playing him like that.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, and you – and I implore people because I don't, you know, we have a propensity to, when we hear things, we don't understand what's being said.
Not us.
And you go.
Not on this show.
Well, not on this show, but a lot of people do that. Mm. He never said that A.J. Brown couldn't do it. That was more of kind of like where Jaws was leaning towards. He's telling you what he sees as a guy that has played the position.
It sounded to me like he's telling you the opponent doesn't think AJ
and
could do it
AJ
right now.
AJ hasn't done anything to debunk that. That's what he's saying. He's more when I listen to what Jason's saying, it's more he's questioning the effort more so than the ability.
You heard you hear the same word I heard? The Q word.
What's
he said he quit on routes.
Yeah. He's questioning the effort, and that might come from being frustrated knowing that he's not going to get the ball. Now, Jaws is talking about something totally different. And I tremendous amount of respect for Jaws, would never go against him because he played quarterback. But Jaws is basically saying he might not be that dude anymore.
I mean, none of this is wonderful news. I mean,
and here's the thing. When I think of AJ, I think to that the Rams game. He looked like that dude to me. Now, that's only one sampling size out of three games.
Four.
Well, he played well in the one game, and the other three he was kind of disappeared. You know what I mean? That's what I. But you're right. Four games.
One out of three.
Yeah.
One out of four.
Whatever. We figured it out. But anyway, the point that I'm making is, I don't. The verdict is still out.
Yeah.
And it's on AJ to go out there and show who he is, because I think right now everything that's being said, whether it's right or wrong, it could be validated from what you see on film or what other people see on film.
Look, I would love to change my mind on this by the time we get to the offseason. Mm-hmm. If I had to guess right now, he's not going to be on the Eagles next year.
Why?
Because he doesn't seem happy. And they're paying him $33 million, and he has 14 catches through four games. That's just the math doesn't math on
no,
this.
No, I hear what you're saying, but
if I had to guess right now, next year's Eagles, AJ Brown will not be on the team. He'll either force his way out of here, or they'll say this juice ain't worth the squeeze. Puka Nacua had 14 catches yesterday, and this guy's got 14 catches through four games. So what are we doing?
I'm like, I think I'm left wondering again. What's the point of this relationship for either side?
I agreed. So, I think at some point, you know, there's like the mutual parting of the ways. Mm-hmm. Like they'll go to him and they'll say, I don't know if this is working anymore. And he'll say, it's obviously not working anymore. Let's all move on. Like unless something changes in the next X amount of weeks. And it's not about wins and losses. They win anyway. Right? Like, you can't say, oh, if they win, they'll keep them. They win anyway. So it's like, what is he annoyed for?
He's the only one not happy.
He's the only one not seemingly. They all seem to be very happy after wins, except him. I don't believe he's going to be here next year. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a relationship that's going to run its course. And would it shock me if they won another Super Bowl like this? No. They could absolutely win the Super Bowl. And he's pissed off the whole time.
Contributions over credit, Jeff.
That's exactly right. Wise coach told us that. Let's go to Barry in Delaware. What's up, Barry?
Barry.
Hey, so how are you? Mr. Douglas.
Yes.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Look, boss, you play this game.
Mm-hmm.
One thing he never did watching you, I've been in this country for many years, that you come out and like complain about some of that stuff, even when you lose or somebody mess up the game. You've been a team player, right? That's number one.
Yes.
It's clear.
Yes.
Number two is this guy, AJ Brown, he is one of the most selfish creatures that I've never seen. when this started between him and the quarterback Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. everybody thinks Jalen Hurts is the guy that doesn't throw the ball. Yesterday, let's go through the tape. How many times Jalen Hurts comes to him? He does not come back for the ball.
At least nine times.
Three right. executive time, he does not come back for the ball. Well, guess what? Just like Jason Avant said, at some point, you have to come off your route nicely and come back for the ball. But he stands there and expects the ball to come meet him. The guys know how to play him. And they also know it's not a deep threat like Sweetie. Mm-hmm. So guess what? They just cover him like it's a running back. Mm-hmm. So once they bracket him off, he can come off of it. And he has to play as a team player. You can't just, and I agree with Mr. Giglio, he's not going to be here next year. Because one thing I respect about the owner of these Eagles and this club, they don't take foolishness. They don't care how much good you are. If you mess up, you don't want to be a team player, you cannot chastise their organization. And all the time, you're going to come and tweak something. Shut up, man. The team is winning. It's not every day you're going to have you're going to have to throw the ball to you. And come and fight hard. I see receivers, they come and fight hard for the ball. It's not like they don't have to throw to you 50-50 time. Sometimes it's a going route. Sometimes you have to come back for the ball. Because the offense line is not working right now. It's your position to help the quarterback. But I can guarantee you, if he continues to do this within six games, they will get rid of him. Because, you know, we don't want this in the city. And you know what? I blame some of the same people on this radio talk show, like the day show, like the morning show, mm-hmm. Jody Cameron.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just like what they do with Carson Wentz. They spread a nice sheet for him. No matter what wrong the boy do, they always elevate his star. Look what happened to Carson Wentz. He's not here anymore. And it's the same thing. The other show in the evening, the so-called, whatever they call it, call himself, whatever his name is, on the evening show.
Broads?
They don't.
Broads?
Killing Broads.
No, no.
It don't matter.
The Ike Show.
Spike.
Eskin. That guy.
I don't call. I don't call him Spike. I call him Brett.
Brett. Oh, Brett. Not Broach. Oh, Brett. I got you. Brett.
Yeah, Brett. Brett. So that's the same thing. Anything AJ do, they would just give it. You know, they'll give it to okay and blame.
Barry, you're right. We're done with that. We're not giving AJ a pass anymore. Barry, I like what you're saying. Barry, you're a good phone call. Barry's rocketing up.
Yep.
The best callers. I mean, maybe it's because he agrees with me. I like that. But no, Barry brings some good points to the table. You listening? Taking notes from Barry?
Yeah, I mean, I hear him. I mean, but I think we are at a time where we need to understand.
Oh,
well, understand we need what? To try to understand what's going on with AJ. Yeah, and try to make
you better
it
do the stupid third eye thing again.
You're gonna drive me crazy this
Wait
week.
Wait a minute,
you're gonna drive me nuts.
I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl.
You're asking
man.
Eagles fans to be understanding.
I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl, and you know I don't want to repeat history where the quarterback and the receiver are having beef when there's no need to have
They've
beef.
They've already had beef. Last year, Brandon Graham did a 20-minute monologue on how much beef they have, and they still won the Super Bowl.
He means his history.
I know.
No, I'm just saying. He did do a 20-minute monologue.
Yeah, he did. I never got so many text messages for something going on in WIP. You listening right now? You hear the BG show?
No.
It's wild.
I'm driving down the street. I'm like, hold up.
What happened? What'd he say?
Let him cook.
Keep going. And they won the Super Bowl.
We don't need that type of drama.
No, but
no
AJ
more,
just does the passive aggressive. Just enough.
Yeah, the passive aggressive. That's a lot.
I would like him to have more production too. We all would.
Is it passive aggressive anymore though?
Well, my favorite thing is the not make a scene. He's making a scene.
Quite literally making a scene.
Well, but
on
he acts like, I'm being a grown up. I'm not saying anything. But
just
I'm saying
shrug
something.
Your shoulders and walk away, and then tweet about it.
No, I went on the line, Jeez. And some of my friends were like, "Hugh, AJ crashing out."
The people turn to you. I'm telling you.
No.
And you're giving the guy a pass. And Barry from Delaware is not listening to your crap anymore.
To be understanding.
I'm just trying to understand, dude. It's better to head these things off at the pass than instead of
Hold on.
Letting them fester.
We're like a minute away from Hugh saying he just finds it fascinating.
I know.
Dude, this is crazy.
And we're a minute away from me cursing. All right, let's go to Junior in Texas. What's up, Junior?
This is crazy.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, Junior? What's up?
You know what? I have to hard disagree with you about AJ. And here's why. Here's why. I'm interpreting this as AJ has all these ideas for the offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things that we're not seeing. Put the wide receivers in motion. Scheme guys open. Stop running corner routes and out route combos 90% of the freaking time. I feel like they're just not listening to him or Devontae Smith when it comes to these ideas. Because yesterday, there's a video of them walking in the tunnel. Both of them have their heads down. Both of them look frustrated. Both of them look like they're completely checked out. And throughout the game, we're just not seeing, again, I said this week one or week two, there's a refusal to adjust from this coaching staff. You adjust as the game goes on. Todd Bowles did it and completely shut us down the second half. And this coaching staff just stuck with their guns and with what they're originally going to do. Even the offensive line on the run games. There's no trap plays. There's no counters. There's nothing else. Everything that made us successful last year is just not there. It's just, oh, let's just do the power football game and throw Grant Calcaterra out there to block and see what happens. Like, there's nothing that would even slightly confuse a defense as to what we're doing, and it's frustrating to watch.
I agree, Drew. The closest we've gotten to creativity is what they did in the red zone yesterday, right? The passes to Goddard and then the fake tush push. That's the closest it's felt to, oh, wow,
absolutely,
we kind of tricked someone a little bit and got someone wide open. Other than that, it really has been Jalen, stand back there and try to find someone, if not run, and try to make a play. I mean, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of creativity to most of our offense.
And I think the best run of the day came from when they finally decided to run a trap play and they pulled Landon Dickerson to the right side.
Yep.
And A.J. Dillon took it like 9 yards.
Yeah, you're right. You're dead right. That was the best run we had the entire day, and it was out of A.J. Dillon. Junior, we appreciate the phone call. The more we talk through the game, Hugh, there is a sense that people are frustrated even though they won again,
mm-hmm,
because we expect more out of the offense. And
that's,
I think,
exactly what it is.
Showing us the first half, it's like, all right, now it's clicking, right? Second half last week, first half this week. And then whatever the heck happened in the second half this time, it's just like it doesn't make any sense.
And yeah, it's disjointed.
Yeah, and I understand Todd Bowles was really good, right? And they adjusted. I didn't think we were going to get to 48 points and double up our first half numbers, but I think we expected a little bit more. And now we got the AJ stuff, which
you knew it was coming, though. I mean, who didn't know? Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We knew. like
they did throw the ball to him 9 times. We can't pretend they forgot about
it. I mean, but we knew it was coming. Mm. We knew it was coming because we all said at some point when we were having conversations that, hey, it's only a matter of time. And last week, we staved it off for like a week.
Yeah.
And then it just came back. It came back Sunday. It was like, wow, because I had to go look at my, ooh. I was like,
oh, no, what did he say? What's he posting? Oh, he's upset.
No, because I ain't gonna lie, I took a nap after the game. I was tired.
We know. Yeah, it was 4:30. Yeah, we get it.
The only lie here is that it was after the game.
No, it was after the first half.
I took a nap. So,
he saw that field goal going. He's like, yeah, they're done.
I was in the streets for a little while. Then, you know, I heard Merrill and Mike do that thing. Shout out to Merrill and Mike.
On the streets.
Yeah, I was in the streets yesterday. And so then, you know, you take a little nap. Because I'm like, oh, man, I ain't worried about them 4 o'clock games.
Those regular 4 o'clock naps. Just like everybody else.
And I woke up and I had about 30 text messages that said, yo, your boy crashing out.
You got to address that tomorrow. 215-592-9494. More of your reaction to the game coming up. Plus, we got to get to another thing that's become a theme over the first month now. Another elephant in the room. That's next. Good thing Odyssey paid for that elephant. That's all coming up, and it's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. And when the Jets and Dolphins and the Bengals and Broncos play tonight, wow, we got some barn burners tonight. FanDuel's giving all customers a 50% profit boost or two 30% prop boost tokens. You take your pick. That's right. You can get in the action with a 50% PBT or two 30% PBTs this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet the Jets versus Dolphins and the Bengals versus Broncos with a 50% or two 30% profit boost tokens. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner in the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.